Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Bert Bertonis is with us. He's a radio frequency engineer, patent holder, and he designs some systems for some of the biggest of the big, literally, no exaggeration, in Silicon Valley. Well, sometimes mispronounced as Silicon Valley, but it's Silicon Valley. California, the epicenter of technology for the planet. Welcome, Bert.
Good morning, Ben.
Hey, I was thinking, without getting into the specifics of the university or the fraternity, but you did attend a university, a very large one, well-known, and you were a member of a fraternity. Is that right?
Sure.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Is that right?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, and so you're also a student of history, and you really like learning about historical things. And as a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, weren't you involved in the historical record keeping for a fraternity, a very large fraternity?
No, I think that was. A different frotter.
Okay. I thought it might have been you. But anyway, the reason I ask is there's a story about this fraternity and their associated sorority. So what happens with fraternities at the university level, they typically have an affiliation with a sorority. So if there's a social event, you know, the fraternity and the sorority may do something, you know, as a joint venture. So a bunch of girls and a bunch of guys, and they do things and so forth. And one day, I was approached by a whole vehicle full of young ladies. This whole, just me, and this whole group of young ladies. And they came up to me and they said, "Hey, we have a surprise for you. And we don't want the other brothers in the fraternity to know about it just yet. We just want you to know about it. So would you come with us?" So I got in their vehicle, and I thought they were going to take me to the sorority house.
Was that when you got kidnapped?
Well, yeah, and the question is, what they did, yeah. So what what happened was they got me in the car, and they said, you know, this is a surprise, and just you're going to know about it. And for now, and later the rest of the fraternity will learn about it. And I thought they were going to take me to the sorority house, and they went out of town. They took me about 20 miles out of town and left me. And on the way, they finally told me what it was. And they said it was something, it was in retaliation. This was their retaliation for something that happened at the sorority house. And they explained it to me this way. They said, "A bunch of you guys broke into our sorority house and stole our underwear." You know anything about that?
No.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I can understand why you don't want to answer that. Okay, so what do you have for us today?
Well, you had a couple of things up on the docket, and I thought we'd talk about 5G and and electromagnetic radiation first, mm-hmm. because I think talking about that, I can provide a lot of answers. The other topic you suggested, we can cover that if time permits, but I think there we have questions than answers.
Okay.
Well, why don't you begin?
Sure. Well, you had mentioned, you know, in fact, you had told me a story about a neighbor who was concerned about his radiation at his house and his electronic meter and, you know, how we could shield it. And so I tried to explain that radio waves, in terms of their power level, is logarithmic. And so I think this is important for everyone to understand, is that the way nature in the universe created electromagnetic energy, the amplitude, the strength, it's not linear, it's logarithmic. In other words, it can vary by enormous orders of magnitude. You know, linear might be, you know, you look at something, you go, oh, it's, you know, twice as long as it is wide, or, oh, you know, this potato weighs twice as much as this small one here. And, you know, that's more or less linear comparison. In logarithmic, the best example I can give you is the Richter scale on earthquakes. You know, an earthquake of 6 compared to an earthquake of 7 is 10 times. And 10 times the movement of the earth. And that's how electromagnetic energy, in terms of its level, how it operates, how it exists. So, and I'm giving you this just kind of to set the backdrop of what we need to be concerned about for sure, what we maybe should be concerned about, and what is almost certainly probably safe, or at least at a level below other things that have been there, you know, our whole lives. So when they first started working with electricity, and actually this goes back to audio, believe it or not, Alexander Graham Bell, he realized he had to come up with a way to measure relative strength of signals. So he came up with something, and, you know, it basically said every time the signal goes up by 10 times, I'll call it a bell after himself. And, you know, that kind of took off. Everyone said, okay, this unit's a bell stronger than this other unit. And I don't really know that he named it on day one. I think it was named after him. But in any case, people started using it, and they realized, well, this is pretty big. How about if we cut it down by a tenth? And they said, okay, let's try decibel, little d, big B. And that worked out really well. In fact, it turns out that if you're listening to a tone, 1 decibel is exactly the difference in strength that your ear can detect. And they go, wow, this decibel is great. And that's how we came about using it about, 100 years ago or so. So now I mention this because let's go back to where you told me this person in his house was concerned about the radio waves coming from his smart meter. So it turns out that the radio waves we're exposed to just by being on this planet, in this country, in this day and age, with all the radio signals going by, believe it or not, the level of signals that we're exposed to, you know, if we could take an antenna and tie it into our heads and, you know, create a human spectrum analyzer, the levels we would be receiving, and see if you can put your head around this, probably wrong choice of words, but it varies by 100 dB. In other words, from the strongest signal, which would be, you know, probably your cell phone in your hand, or, you know, walking right up to your wireless router, or, you know, let's say, you know, probably not a good idea, but you live across the street from the TV or radio transmitter or a cell tower, which is more prevalent, you know, that being the strongest, all the way to the weakest, you know, being out in Yosemite Park in the middle of nowhere, and just picking up the background radiation or a few distant TV radio stations. That difference in amplitude is over 100 dB. In other words, that's not a difference of 10 times or 100 times or 1,000 times. It's some, I don't even know what 110 dB would be, you know, some quadrillion to one. So now, back to your friend in the house. How strong was that signal coming out of his smart meter? I suspect, even though he thinks putting steel wool around it got rid of his headache, I suspect, you know, that was just him thinking he lowered the signal, because the smart meter is going to radiate, you know, just feeling a little steam. It's on what we call a closed loop. And even if he did put it over the antenna, it's just going to force it to want to transmit more power to get to whatever device, and typically it's your neighbor's meter, believe it or not, they talk from house to house. It's just going to force it to use even more power. So, giving you a long answer, Vince, but I don't think your neighbor friend did anything to improve his situation in the physical sense.
Okay, and back to the decibel scale. So, my understanding, Bert, is that a very faint sound, very faint, would be about 20 decibels. You know, you're just barely able to hear the sound. And a very loud, painful sound is 120 decibels. So the difference between just being able to hear it.
Yeah, you're confusing.
Well, I'm just trying to give us.
But you're confusing two things. The decibel itself is just a relative measurement. There's no absolute level. Now, if you talk in terms of if you add another letter, like dBm we use in radio electronics, you know, a dBm or dBw. dBw means 1 watt. dBm, 1 milliwatt. So in terms of audio, and I'd have to go get my audio chart to see what it is. You're not referring to a dB. You're referring to a dB plus something else that sets an absolute level.
What I'm referring to is the delta. What I'm trying to share with our class is this on a sound type audio scale that 20 dB is barely audible and 120 dB is painfully audible. It inflicts so much pain. It's like just at the level of a loud rock band, you know, close up. That's the delta. I'm just trying to share.
Okay. I can grab my.
We have a 2 second delay, Bert. I'm looking at it right now. I'm not sure why we have it, but it's a really long delay. At the end of this, or at the end of the segment, I'm going to reconnect and see if I can shorten this delay, because we're accidentally stepping on each other. But I'll be quiet. Please continue.
Yeah, I guess we probably have a little too much string on the soup can. Can you pull your cord on your can in a little?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do during the break. That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Okay. And after the break, I will get out my... We do have here in the lab a decibel sound meter, and I'll get it out and read off some of the chart and the statistics. So, but yes, the whole point is we're talking about a logarithmic scale. So the Bluetooth earpiece you put in your head, actually, you know, in your ear, is actually only about, you know, a couple of milliwatts. Very low. We're talking, you know, maybe 600 times lower than what your cell phone puts out that you hold up to your head. So, big difference. So when we talk about RF safety, we have to really look and see, you know, what...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert Pertonis is with us. He's in Silicon Valley, California. And, Bert, I believe you mentioned that cell phone signal strength is about 600x what the signal strength of a Bluetooth earpiece might be, both of which many people put right next to their heads. Please continue.
Yeah, so that's one example. And, you know, since we're talking about cell phone, let me also say that, you know, the iPhone was designed, and all phones really, to radiate most of the energy out of the side, not facing your head. So here's the funny thing. You've probably seen some people advertising these shields that you can put over a cell phone and, you know, to reduce supposedly the amount of RF energy going into your head. Well, so they cover the outside of the phone in this, and what does that do? Well, because it's a closed loop, the cell phone tower says, hey, I'm getting a weak signal. Please boost your power. So it forces the cell phone to boost the power to its max, which is 600 milliwatts. And since you've now shielded going away from your head, all of that energy now is going to go right into your brain. So perversely, buying these devices can actually make it worse in terms of what you're actually absorbing in RF energy.
Okay, so what's the quick takeaway? So if you're going to use a cell phone, use a speakerphone and keep it at a distance, right?
Yeah, don't hold it up to your head. Just, use Bluetooth, use whatever hands-free option you have. If you're in your car, put it over on an empty seat and just use your car Bluetooth. That's very safe.
Okay, and let's just extrapolate this. So let's say you have in the good old days, and you had a child who was on a school bus, and just to keep them all safe, you make sure your child has a cell phone. So there's 45 children on the bus, and it's all metal, top, bottom, left, right, except for the windows. And many of the children are looking at their cell phones and communicating on their cell phones. What does that do, being in that metal box with 45 cell phones?
Well, the metal box probably in itself doesn't make a difference. It's not like the metal box is trapping you so there's more RF. It doesn't work that way. But what the metal box does do is cause most of, if not all of those cell phones to have trouble reaching the tower. So I would guess that almost all of those cell phones are now broadcasting at maximum power because they're inside that metal box. So probably not good, but not maybe for the reason you first think.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, please continue.
Yeah, so in terms of what you need to worry about, you have to really look at, what are the sources that are dangerous and what are innocuous? So being near a cell phone tower, obviously, that would be one that we could classify as more dangerous. And everyone talks about 5G and the new frequencies that are going to be used. And I know, Vince, we've covered that topic on previous shows. But let me just say that in my view, from having worked with all these frequencies, it's not so much that the higher frequencies are any more dangerous. In fact, some people say the most dangerous frequencies for the human body are around 100 megahertz because that's where our natural resonance of our body is. But the problem with 5G is that there's going to be more prolific cell phone head ends and base stations. We call them micro base stations. So instead of having a cell phone tower, every quarter mile or mile or, depending on how dense your city or environment is, instead they're going to be at every building, everywhere you walk, not just one in a shopping center, but maybe 100 in a shopping center, one in every office, probably more than one in every office. So in terms of the aggregate power, the total amount of power, that's what's potentially more dangerous, not the any one unit per se, just the fact that we're going to have so many more of them.
I remember you telling me a story about how you were called in as a consultant. There was an installation at a campus, and where students lived, and they put in some Wi-Fi equipment so that students could have in their rooms all the amenities of ubiquitous Wi-Fi. It didn't work very well, and it was a multi-story building, and you found out that the installer set all of the Wi-Fi routers to maximum power, and they were overpowering each other.
I'm
bathing.
Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news is the Trump administration's announced it will block new downloads and updates of the popular video sharing app TikTok effective this Sunday, saying the Chinese-owned app creates unacceptable risks to national security. Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross saying things could change for U.S. users of TikTok if its ownership was to change under a deadline.
But the basic TikTok will stay intact until November 12th. If there's not a deal by November 12th under the provisions of the old order, then TikTok also would be, for all practical purposes, shut down.
The U.S. will also ban Chinese-owned messaging and payment app WeChat effective Sunday. Ross says the moves will combat malicious collection of American citizens' personal data by China. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Virginia is the latest state to reject rapper Kanye West's attempts to make it to the November ballot for the White House. The state Supreme Court has turned down an appeal from West upholding a lower court ruling that rejected his ballot application because he failed to meet a requirement that at least 13 people pledge their support for his campaign. The matter went to court after the state elections officials said numerous people who had signed papers supporting West's bid later said they were misled about what they were signing. Federal investigators still have not determined what caused a deadly boat fire off the coast of Southern California a year ago. The NTSB releasing documents yesterday from the tragic incident that left 34 people dead. It states nothing was recovered that could be pointed out as an ignition source of that September fire. Only five people, all crew members, managed to escape, and the 75-foot diving boat went down near Santa Cruz Island. The agency will be holding a public hearing next month to announce further findings and recommendations. And the author of a novel that went on to become a blockbuster hit for Tom Hanks in 1994 has died. Winston Groom was 77. Besides writing fiction, he also wrote nonfiction on diverse subjects, from the Civil War to World War I, as well as Alabama's Crimson Tide football. And for USA Radio News,
this is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Bert Pertonis is with us. And, Bert, the story I was relating to was when you were consulting about a whole bunch of access points, you know, wireless routers set to maximum power, and they were jamming each other, and they weren't working very well. And so what typically happens is, I guess, the professionals who install these really don't know all the answers, and they just turn them up to maximum power, and they fight with each other. Isn't that what you were telling us?
Yeah, putting in repeaters, and the whole dorm was basically just clogged with so much RF energy. You know, at first, you put in a repeater, and you get a little stronger energy, and it sounds good, but you're really making your neighbor have more interference, so then your neighbor puts one in, and then that keeps continuing to where everybody puts them in, but nobody's working, because the interference just gets unbelievable. And the other issue is that these are all working asynchronously. In other words, they're not coordinated. So, you know, Wi-Fi, believe it or not, has a very primitive protocol, and it basically, you know, just listens, sees if it thinks it's okay, and starts transmitting without any knowledge of what's happening at the other side. So without any type of link coordination, system coordination, it just ran havoc, and the net result was nobody really was able to get their Wi-Fi to connect.
And just as a rough approximation, do you have any idea about how much this system cost to, you know, to be installed? You know, the overall cost of the system that didn't work very well?
Yeah, probably, you know, I don't recall the exact numbers, but you know how these things usually work. The equipment maybe cost $1,000 in total. I mean, the Wi-Fi has gotten very inexpensive, but the consultants probably charged $50,000. So, and... You know, so you can go with that.
Mm-hmm.
But by the way, how is our connection here? I didn't do anything to scan at my end.
I fixed it from my end. We're down to 1/10 of a second. From 2 seconds down to 1/10 of a second.
I'm curious, what do you think the issue was?
I don't know, but what I did was I disconnected. I have, you know, I can point with the mouse, and I have lots of buttons here on the screen. And what I can do is I can disconnect my connection to GCN, and that's what I did. I disconnected, waited a couple seconds, and reconnected. And I did that a bunch of times, and finally I got it where I got a good connection. And what the class didn't know and what you didn't know, Bert, was I even disconnected while you were talking. So, you know, I figured I had about 10 seconds before you took a breath. And I disconnected and reconnected a bunch of times like that, and finally we got it. So that's where we are.
Yes, I did notice that after I finished talking and took a breath, we were in the middle of a commercial.
Yeah. Okay, please continue with this fascinating discussion about radio frequencies. And what you're sharing, I don't think the class was totally aware of, and now they have a greater appreciation for the sophistication and the lack of sophistication of these radio frequencies that are all around us. And one other thing, Bert, so if a person lives in an apartment building, what's the likelihood of having a greater amount of radio frequencies, Wi-Fi, et cetera, cell phone frequencies, microwaves, than if they just live in a single-family house in the suburbs?
Greater. I guess, let's say 10 dB greater.
Mm-hmm. And what would that be as a factor of X? How many X greater would that be?
So, remember, a bell was 10 times, so mm-hmm. a decibel is 1/10. And then 10 dB, you're back to a bell, so 10 times greater.
Mm-hmm. And what, okay, let's do it this way. A rural farm, kind of, you know, imagine our farm versus, you know, a typical farm versus a single family house in a neighborhood versus an apartment building.
You know, this is good. We got the dBs down here. I'd say 10 dB from you to the suburban house and 10 dB from the suburban house to the apartment building. If that apartment building is near the World Trade Center transmitter or some other major cell phone or radio or TV transmitter, you can add another 10 or 20 dB to that.
Okay, so from low to high... Okay, the farm in the middle of nowhere versus the apartment building near the World Trade Center, or in, you know, in somewhere in New York City, Trump Tower maybe. How many? What X would we be talking about from low to high?
Well, I'd say just in terms of the aggregate power, maybe 50 dB, but in terms of individual signals, go back to the the beginning of our discussion here today, could be as much as 100 dB. Because if you actually, you know, try to just, you know, go to your farm, take some measurements on a spectrum analyzer, go to Trump Tower, take some measurements, you would actually find, and you don't even need to go to Trump Tower, you could just go to your local cell phone tower, you would find, as you measured these signal levels, at least 100 dB of difference between the ambient noise on your farm and across the street from the cell phone tower.
So what is the takeaway for our class, Bert? Most people have cell phones. Most people have Wi-Fi. Most people live in either a neighborhood or an apartment building. There are few of us who live in the middle of nowhere for a lot of reasons. So what is the takeaway for someone who lives somewhere in the middle, like in a home in a suburb? What can they do?
Well, minimize using your cell phone up to your head. So use Bluetooth, use hands-free. If possible, don't locate your house across the street from a cell phone tower. Remember, they're locating a lot of these now on power line, you know, high-voltage distribution towers. If you notice, a lot of those towers now have cell phone equipment embedded into them. So avoid that. Obviously, you know, don't live across the street from your radio transmitter or your radio AM radio station. But all that said, one of the reasons that, you know, we don't have a lot of data yet is that it doesn't mean for sure you're going to get cancer or you're going to get sick. What the best we can say now is your chances of getting cancer or getting sick have increased. But it doesn't, you know, you might be destined to get cancer no matter what because of your DNA or just, you know, things you ate. You know, I guess you talk about that a lot with your doctors, Norm Shearley and other doctors you've had on. So, but the whole point is your chances, your odds of getting it go up. And just like how you eat and your diet, the same thing's true about where you are in the environment in terms of electromagnetic energy exposure.
Okay, how about this? There's some concern about window screens. Back in the 1950s, 1960s, well, back in the 1940s, window screens were made out of brass wire in a woven kind of a mesh. That was superseded by aluminum window screens because aluminum was much, much less expensive. And then that was superseded or replaced by fiberglass window screens. Now, some people believe that electromagnetic rays, wavelengths, radio frequencies are coming through their windows because it's easier to get through glass than it is, in many cases, than it is to get through a stone or a, you know, wood-framed, wood-sided house or aluminum-sided house. So, Bert, is there any advantage for going backwards in technology, replacing fiberglass screens with aluminum screens or brass screens to keep some of that electromagnetic radiation out? Is there any reason to do that or not?
Not really. I can't see why. And again, you're thinking in terms of visual, what you see with the eyes. Radio waves don't care about, you know, the obstructions for radio waves are much different than what you see with your eyes. So you're talking about the windows, but what about the other 90% of the house that doesn't have windows? It may or may not be shielded for RF, and if it is, you know, it might be just certain frequencies that it's shielding against. In other words, do you have fiberglass insulation with metal back, or most likely not? So, if you have stucco, which my home does, which is a metal screen embedded in there, well, that'll filter out, or filters may be the wrong word, but shield out some frequencies, but not others. So the window is really just a small part of it. And also your roof, obviously, signals can come through. I have a tile roof, and, you know, radio waves can penetrate it fairly easily. In fact, I put a, you know, we talked once about FM radio stations. I have an FM radio antenna in my crawl space of my roof, pointed out through the roof, and it works fine because there's really, except for a few neighbors, metal in my roof.
Mm-hmm. If you were building a home today and you wanted to protect yourself from electromagnetic radiation, do you have any suggestions, or is it impossible?
You don't need to really use Wi-Fi everywhere if your house has been wired for Ethernet. So, interestingly enough, there still is a little bit of radiation off of the Cat5 cables from high-speed Internet, but it's very low. And so to the extent you can, use a wired connection. So that's the first advice I would give.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we did here at the farmhouse. We've got thousands, maybe just under 10,000 feet of wire in our farmhouse. We have coaxial cable for television, which we've never used. It's there. So we have, and we've done it in a star configuration, which means that all the wires go back to one point. So we have in every room of the house, there's a wire for telephone. I'm talking about plain old telephone service. Then we have two Cat5e cables for networking, and then we have one or two television coaxial cables. This is in every room. So it's all wired back to, we'll call it a wiring closet, which has network switches and patch panels and things like that. So that's what we did, and it works absolutely fine. And so I'm in 100% agreement with what you suggested. Okay, what else do you have for us in class today?
So, if you have a choice of using your cell phone or using a cordless phone, if you have, not everyone has landlines anymore. I still have one. It's connected to a cordless phone system. Cordless phone, a little more powerful than Bluetooth, but much, much lower power than a cell phone. So if you are concerned about the high power levels, then avoid using your cell phone and go back to a 2.4 or 5.8 gigahertz deck or other wireless standard cordless phone in your house. And that will have a lower power density, electromagnetic energy power density.
Is there one frequency that you would recommend if someone wants to buy a digital walk around the house type of a phone that is cordless and has a reach of, let's say, 100 to 150 feet? Can you tell us that when we come back? Pertonis is with us.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase. No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Phones in the house. Do you have a frequency that you would recommend since there are different frequencies available of those type phones?
Yeah, sure. So, just recapping, you asked an interesting question. The earliest cordless phones, believe it or not, some of them used 1.7 megahertz, which was just above the AM broadcast band, and they used AM modulation. So you could actually listen to the cordless phones if your regular radio tuned up just slightly above the end of the AM broadcast spectrum. But, getting to your question, there are a number of choices in the frequencies, and all but one of them overlap with Wi-Fi and other wireless devices. The one that doesn't is DECT, which is a European standard. The DECT 6.0 standard cordless phone uses 1.9 gigahertz, and there are a few cell phone systems there, but it's not going to cause the interference in your home that, say, a 2.4 or 5.8 would in conflicting with your Wi-Fi system. There's very good security on the DECT system, so if you were out shopping for a new home cordless phone system, that would be my recommendation, a 1.9 gigahertz DECT. The new standard is 6.0.
Back in the good old days, maybe a couple decades ago, Mrs. Finelli and the family and I were visiting relatives on the East Coast. And because it was almost a couple decades ago, because it was such a long trip, I brought my portable scanner with me, and I was looking for where all the police help was on the highways. And so I happened to have it, and I turned it on in their house, and I picked up one of their neighbors' cordless phones. And so I walked into the room where the where my relative was, and I said, "Listen to this. This is your neighbor." And she said, "That's really interesting, because it seemed like my neighbors knew everything that was going on in our house, because they had a cordless phone too." So there was a lot of snooping going on back then with people listening into conversations of other people because they had cordless phones. What is the way to prevent that?
Yeah, and by the way, I'll tell you an interesting story. We've talked about cell phone standards before, 5G. Well, going all the way back to 1G, we didn't call it 1G. It was just cell phone. Those were unencrypted analog FM transmissions at, in the 800 to 900 megahertz region. And you could pick them up on a regular, you mentioned police scanner, and I could certainly pick them up on my spectrum analyzer. And, I have an option on our test equipment in our lab where we can FM demodulate the signals. So you could routinely listen to the first generation cell phones on scanners. The good news is the latest standards, and especially the DEC standard I just mentioned for a cordless phone, it's almost impossible to for someone else to pick up that signal. I would say it's impossible. I mean, you would need to have CIA-level equipment in order to decipher that signal.
Okay, a quick question there. Talking about analog, 1G. What about those bag phones? Is it possible, those bag phones had a lot of transmission power, and they had a big battery. So these were those, the days we'd have a bag phone, you could have a cord going to an antenna stuck on the side window or the back window of a car. Those antennas with a little curly Q type spring, and maybe it's a foot tall total. Is it possible to modify those to make them into a two-way radio, or is it too complicated to do that if you had two of them?
Too complicated to do that. You could just, why not just get a two-way radio?
Yeah. Well, because those phones would go for quite a distance, 7 watts or so, maybe a little more than 7 watts.
There's lots of good two-way radio equipment out now on different frequencies, and we have a couple. We use them just for hiking or things like that. Good to use. And by the way, if you're going hiking, bring besides your cell phone, if you're going on a long hike, bring a satellite transponder so you know where you are. And some of them, they can actually have a communications channel.
With a satellite transponder? Tell us a little bit more about that, please.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there have been cases of hikers disappearing. It's probably another story for another day. But there are devices that you can buy. The lowest cost of ones will just tell you where you are, obviously. But there are some trackers where they have emergency transponders where you can send out a signal if something happens. Now, if you're abducted instantaneously, there's not much time to do anything, but there are devices. So it's interesting that, cell phones don't always work out in the middle of nowhere. And it's not necessarily because they couldn't work, but what they do on a lot, probably most cell phone towers, is limit the distance that they'll communicate with, even if they can pick up your signal.
Fascinating. Bert, we're out of time. Thanks for joining us, and I'm looking forward to having you back again and again and again. So let us know when your schedule permits, please. You've got quite a following, and I sent you proof of that and an email during the broadcast. Thank you so much.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.